deal between Alliance Capital Management and state and federal regulators could have repercussions for the entire mutual fund industry. Alliance has agreed to $600 million in fines and penalties to settle civil fraud charges over improper trading. It's the largest settlement in the mutual fund scandal. As part of an agreement with New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer, Alliance said it would lower the fees it charges investors by 20%. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Eliot Spitzer has been vowing to go after what he calls the exorbitant fees that certain mutual fund companies charge investors. Alliance had some of the higher fees in the industry, and Alliance is now the first mutual fund firm to agree to cut those fees to settle charges against it.
It basically just sends a shockwave through the whole industry.
Max Rottersman heads up FundExpenses.com, which tracks the mutual fund industry. He says many mutual fund companies for years have ignored questions about whether their fees are too high. But for all the attention in the mutual fund scandal about improper trading, analysts say most investors are probably losing a lot more money paying fees, which are legal but excessive. They estimate that over the course of their lifetime, some investors could be losing tens of thousands of dollars.
So what's going to happen is, you know, investors at every kind of mutual fund company are going to go to their fund company advisor or whatever and say, hey, Alliance lowered the fees for their shareholders. Are my fees getting lowered? So right or wrong, all the fund companies are going to have to either lower fees or answer that question. So that's why the Alliance thing is a much bigger watershed event than most people realize.
Already, the Los Angeles Times reported this week that two other unnamed mutual fund companies are offering to lower their fees to settle charges with Spitzer. Matthew Fink is president of the Investment Company Institute, the main mutual fund industry group. First, he says he agrees with the tough monetary sanctions. Alliance was charged with defrauding its customers by allowing so-called market timers to skim profits out of its mutual funds.
The conduct alleged is outrageous, and we're shocked and very angry about it. It's a breach of trust with investors.
But Fink says high fees didn't have anything to do with the charges, and he thinks if something is going to be done about reining in fees, it doesn't make sense to shoehorn it into settlements with individual companies. That's the same conclusion reached by the SEC, which also settled with Alliance, but without the fee reduction provision. Matthew Fink.
The fee reduction aspect, I think, should not be done one-off by a single state with a single fund group. We have 400 fund groups in the country, 95 million shareholders, ought to be done nationally by Congress or the SEC.
But one former SEC attorney, Mercer Bullard, applauded Spitzer for insisting on the fee reduction, since he says the SEC hasn't done enough to stop mutual funds from overcharging investors. Under the agreements, Alliance will hire a senior officer to help ensure that fees are reasonable. In a statement, Alliance executives said the various reforms it agreed to will, quote, strengthen the governance and the integrity of our mutual fund services. Chris Arnold, NPR News.